Radio Rookies went to 5 neighborhoods in the Bronx and talked to more than 20 people on the street. And the only ones who had never been stopped and frisked by police were 2 women.
A lot of girls don't get stopped and frisked.
A black albino boy.
They don't do nothing to me.
And a 6-year-old girl. She says she likes the police, but
I see on the news that people, they have fights with the cops. They don't like the cops.
The rest of the people we talked to were black or Latino men who had all been stopped.
I fit the description of every crime that happens in New York City. Like,
so you think you're targeted because of your skin color?
I'm African American, yes. And because my pants sag and I got a hat on, I got braids.
So have you ever been stopped and frisked and have the police ever used force against you?
Of course, like plenty of times.
It's not just a question of why they're being stopped. It's also the way they're being stopped.
One cop grabbed me, threw me on the wall, searched me, put his hands in my pants.
And one of the cops tried to push my face into the wall, into the concrete wall.
They threw me on the ground, had their hands on my neck.
We talked to a lot of guys in the 44th Precinct in the West Bronx. According to police reports gathered by the New York Times, police use force there during stop and frisk more than anywhere else in the city. We met K-Fum while he was watching his friends play checkers on the street.
So he used force and twist my arm. So I said, whoa. So as soon as I said, oh, officer, what are you doing that for? The other cop came and both of them just pulled me on the ground. And then later on, they have a charge on me that I was resisting arrest and all that thing. They took me in. That was the first time I ever spent a night in the jail. I don't trust no police over here. You know, I don't trust none of them, none of them.
You know, we're in the type of business that people are not always going to like us. We are the bearers of bad news. We issue summonses. We arrest people. We use force. Sometimes we use deadly force.
Police Commissioner Ray Kelly sat down with Radio Rookies, and we appreciated that he took the time to talk to us.
Now, crime is down in this city in the last 2 decades, 80%. Being a police officer is a tough job, and we teach officers to interact with people with courtesy and respect, and I believe most officers certainly strive for that, but it's important to keep your eye on the big picture.
Wait, don't you think that maintaining a good relationship with the people the police are supposed to be protecting and in the same time protecting the city is, don't you think it's as important?
We'd love to have a great relationship with people, but sometimes because of the decisions that we make, the things that we have to do, people may not be happy with the police.
Over in the 46th Precinct on 180th Street, some people were definitely not happy. According to police data, it's another hot spot for forceful stop and frisk.
Yeah, I grew up here. Right. I'm doing a report. You want the interview real quick?
I was there with Verilyn Williams. She used to be a Radio Rookie a very long time ago.
Yes, and way back then, I lived down the block from the 46th Precinct. Growing up, I don't remember seeing the police much.
Yeah, that's not the case now. The first thing I saw was a police watchtower. Those things were cameras at the top, a constant reminder that they're watching you.
That tower just went up, and with it came more police. So much so that when my brother was walking me to the train one night, I actually sent him back home. It was after midnight, and I was afraid the police would stop him just for being young, black, and outside. I was more worried about that than my own safety.
My name is John Doe. I'm 22 years old.
Is there ever a time you would call the police?
No.
Even if you hear shots and you wouldn't call the police?
No. Come on, man. How many times we've been on the block, shots go off, nobody does anything. You know, everybody goes about their business like it's every day. Nobody called the cops. Like, if you're in Riverdale, yeah, it's like, oh, my God, they shooting up the block. But if you live in a neighborhood where shootings are part of the day-to-day life, like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to call the police, and then when they go, you might get shot.
And did your mom or parents ever tell you how to interact with the police?
You know, when the police stop you, be respectful, don't run away, you know, answer questions, don't act suspicious. Yeah, but everything goes out the window. Like, it doesn't matter what your parents tell you. If a cop comes up to you and he's aggressive and you feel like your life is in danger, like, how are you going to react?
And this is the problem. It's a cycle. Police feel like they're keeping people safe and young men of color feel threatened. On Morris Ave, Kiana Young and her son were waiting for the bus. She said one thing that would help is if police would just tell people why they're getting stopped.
As I see, they don't answer the questions. Just get in the car, shut up, I mean, being very rude, which is bad, and that's how the altercation starts. Because the person is merely asking, what did I do, what's happening, why? I think they have the right to know. A little bit of information will help, that's what I think.
When we sat down with Commissioner Kelly, radio rookie Ephraim Frommer followed up.
When teenagers or people who are getting stopped and frisked ask questions, why don't police officers answer them?
Oh, hopefully they do answer them. There is this exchange of information. I don't think you can generalize. You know, it depends on the situation. If it's a tumultuous situation, you know, police officers show up, there's a fight, 40 people in the street, you know. You're going to stop some people who may be running from that scene. I'm not certain you can explain to each one of them why they're being stopped. But it's, as I say, I think it's a necessary practice in certain situations to help us keep New York safe and to save lives. 96% of the shooting victims in New York City are black or Hispanic. Officers don't always want to stop somebody. It's not always a pleasant experience for them, believe me.
Like, what should the teenager know about being stopped?
The best thing for someone to do who is being stopped is cooperate. Accept it as a fact of urban life, and that it overall is helping to keep New York City safe.
But that's not a fact of everyone's urban life, just people in neighborhoods like ours.
And maybe it's a problem that a lot of people have accepted this as a fact of life. They don't think they have a choice.
One day, I was sitting on my grandpa's stairs, and this patrol car came out of nowhere. They asked me why I was there, if I had anything illegal in my pockets, and then searched me. They didn't give me any type of information about why, but I knew it was a waste of breath to ask. For WNYC, I'm Ephraim Frommer.
I'm Verilyn Williams.
And I'm Tommy Tyler Fike Bentley, reporting for Radio Rookies with help from rookie reporters AJ Frazier, Bree Person, and Vicky Cruz.